Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And making her triumphant return after a few weeks away, Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
We are super excited to see you here and to see your face, Lindsay.
I'm so excited to be back. It's so fun.
We are all looking forward to your insights and thoughtfulness. Because you always
thoughtfulness.
You always have such good gems for
to
us.
School us.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Unintentionally.
What?
I said you have a tendency to school us unintentionally.
Yeah. I don't even know that that's something I do. I gotta go back and rewatch some of these.
Really? Because honestly, like, there hasn't been an episode that you have not been on lately that you're like, well, this is how I think about this. And we're like, oh, and it completely changes our thought process.
Yeah.
Yep. Interesting.
I think you're too smart to be our friend, Lindsay.
No,
sometimes
I'm not.
I agree
we're
with
perfect
that statement.
For each other. Do you not remember the blackberry bourbon?
This is smack true. Word?
Like, that is like the number one way to tell if we're meant to be.
I was doom scrolling the other day and I got on like cocktail tiki talk somehow. I have been getting into random things lately. And it was so many bourbon recipes were coming up. And I was like, oh, I miss Lindsay.
And Jenny just says in the chat, ranch.
Oh, she had to say it.
Jenny.
She's not.
I've had a house forever. I'm not over it.
We understand.
As are we now.
It ruined it for everyone, though.
You did.
I couldn't keep it to myself.
The worst was when Leah shared that a ranch dressing truck crashed and left ranch on the road where she lives.
I could not share that, though.
And that is how babies are made.
I think you did. Like on one of our previous episodes, though, you were telling us.
I know, but I had to share that.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't share it. I was like,
no, I did share that. Honestly, I couldn't remember if I shared it on an episode or if we were just like on a call because, you know, we talk a lot, people. And so sometimes we forget when we share these things. But yeah, I had to share that because somebody brought the ranch up and then it had just happened like that day.
None of us will ever look at ranch.
I think
the
it
same.
Was Jenny who brought up the ranch because apparently she can't let it go.
She is a little bit of an instigator.
I mean,
I
can't really either.
It's true.
Well, this is true.
This is true. Okay. Just checking in with everybody. Everything's good. Any bookish topics in the world we need to talk about? No. Okay. So this week's episode on Buzzing About Romance, we're diving into the deceptively cozy world of small town suspense, where behind every picket fence lurks a stalker, an arsonist, or even a killer. Because in romance, small towns aren't just charming, they're crime scenes with kissing.
This is so true.
So
it really is.
This week, our topic is small town romantic suspense.
Stacey asked in the chat, she's like, is there something Becky wants to talk about?
Oh, that was Jen Ellen.
Oh, that's Jen Ellen.
Oh.
No, I don't have anything
I have,
to talk
like,
about.
I have, like, my names, like, kind of cut off, and it looked like Stacey.
I don't think I have anything to talk about. Nothing has...
It was, like, the way that you asked. She wondered if you had something you wanted to talk about.
No, I mean, nothing on... I didn't make a TikTok video this week. Nothing pissed me off this week. But oh, I worked... Good. I was busy this week, so I didn't really spend a lot of time on the TikTok this week. So... anyway, so this week we're talking all about small town romantic suspense, which we have thoughts, right?
We do.
Yeah.
So let's just dive in here. We all do love small town romantic suspense. I mean, we've all read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the common subgenres that we all do enjoy reading.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So what is it about small towns that make the perfect setting for suspense?
I mean, it's kind of like the close proximity thing. Everybody knows everybody. So you have a generally you have like a short list of suspects. Everybody kind of interacts. You're wondering who's the wolf in sheep's clothing. I think that gives it kind of like an intimate kind of feel that
Yeah.
lends itself to kind of having that mystery within.
Well, and I think for many of us, so small town gives off cozy vibes, right? You know, picturesque, summer in the mountains, seaside. So there's a little bit of that to it. There's this cozy element, but I also think for many of us, we have kind of dabbled between that cozy mystery, women's fiction line, and romance. So I also think that small town romantic suspense is a quick and easy jump for people that are saying, oh, I really just like cozy mysteries. Okay, if you like that, this is a really good jump over into more mainstream romance.
Yeah,
Yeah, that
well,
makes
but
sense.
in small town is one of those things where it's like a lot of times they're like somebody's hiding in the small town to get out of the big city or moving to the small town because of other things that are happening. And so it also lends that like different setting that you're not always going to get in the big city with like the suspense stuff. Because honestly, like in the cities, typically suspense series are like security forces or military romances or things like that. Like the small town, like you do sometimes have that, but it's more subtle suspense in the small town.
It's a lot of like true crime, or like if it's not a criminal trying to get away from their past, it is like somebody hiding out in the small town, and it's a lot easier, like to what you were saying before, a lot easier to hide out in a small town. You also do get a lot of search and rescue small town romances, which I like.
Okay, so this is a random question that really doesn't have to do with small town, but it does have to do with suspense, so follow along here. Do you consider mafia to be small town or suspense? Because I have a follow-up question that's gonna lead us to small town.
There are elements of it, yeah.
You think there are elements of it?
I think sometimes
So
depends.
I think it kind of needs that element, but I don't ever personally categorize my mafia as suspense because there needs to be that like mystery element to it, or it doesn't work right.
But isn't
Because
there sometimes too when it's like you think it's a warring family that's coming after your family, and then you kind of find out that it's not? Like if we look at Jill Ramsauer, the first book in the Byrne brothers. So it has suspense elements, but obviously that takes place in a larger city. Where I'm going next is, what about motorcycle club romances? Often take place small towns. And there is a layer of suspense to it. So, would you categorize the motorcycle club romances within the small town romantic suspense kind of umbrella? Or are they just, you know,
I
is it kind of
mean,
like two parallel lines?
well, but I feel like suspense is one of those subgenre elements to it. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, so yes and no. Because again, like in my MC romances, like I expect that conflict. So it's like a natural piece that doesn't really work if it's not there.
So, but do you think it's, would you classify it as small town suspense? Like you personally, would you
I
recommend?
don't usually drop my MCs into suspense. I usually like I'll categorize them as small town and then I'll categorize them as an MC, but I don't always add the suspense element.
Okay. What about you, Amanda? I know you've read a few.
I think it depends. And I think it's the same for mafia for me. Like if it's in a small town, and it has enough of that, like, there's something going on other than them just being in a motorcycle club, or if there's something going on other than them just being in the mafia, like something out of the ordinary, I think it falls within that. Because when I was thinking, like trying to think of my recs for tonight, like Gianna Darling's Fallen Men comes up because it's in a small town, it's run by a motorcycle club, and it's very suspenseful. Like I wouldn't probably pull that out like right out of the gate, like if you asked me. But
Right.
in thinking of these things for the episode, like it did come to mind for me. And like some of the other MC, you know,
Well,
romances that I redo, and then I have another like mafia one that came to mind. So it's like I think it depends how you're thinking about it.
so for me, what came up was Stolen Writers series by Ashley Muniz, especially because even if we take out the two warring motorcycle clubs, there's the town officials and the government officials that are trying to shut down the motorcycle clubs. So it adds that layer of suspense, that layer of trickery and deception that I don't think you could do that in a large city. I think that has to be done in a small town.
I agree, but I think it's just one of those things. Like I keep those separate in my mind. Like MC, like it's its own entity for me. Mafia is its own entity for me. I don't really like, yes, it's small town. Yes, it has suspense, but I don't always blend those together.
Yeah, for me, it's like there's an element in the MC and the mafia worlds where you are choosing that. Whereas, like in most suspense, they're not. Like most romantic suspense, like they're not choosing the conflict or like they're not part of the
Do you feel
bigger
that way
world.
even if they're like FBI agent, town sheriff, arson investigator, something like that? You don't think they're, because their job is inherently seeking out and solving conflict.
Yeah, I mean that's a good point.
Look at me making the
I
points
don't
this
think they
week.
serve like, I mean they're not like solving murders every day though. I don't know. Same
Well,
with like the
but if
other.
you
Some of
think
these small towns they
I
are.
don't know.
Like,
I
but
think it
some
could go
of them
either
it's
way.
like they bounce around, like Kennedy Mitchell, like her suspense series, like there's never one location for her stories. Like they bounce around, and sometimes it's in a city, sometimes it's in a small town. It really depends on where the serial killer takes you, essentially. And so I think that's one of those things is that, like her protection series, some are small towns, some are not. It's just like the story draws you to the small town. So it's like, yes, it's small town suspense, but like, I don't feel like as a whole, like that's not one that I thought of until right now, actually, because like,
Well, but is that one truly a small town, or is it? Because some of the books that I was looking at and I came across was I assumed it was small town, and we talked about this little with Harbor City with Avery's book, The Wedding Date Disaster, that we did on Wednesday. Sometimes a city is implied or resources are implied, and you realize that they actually are writing a bigger city than a small town because,
Well,
and I think we
yeah,
have to.
I mean, there definitely are a couple like that are in a small town, but it, like I said, it's just the way that the story plays out. But overall, like they're most of them are
Because
not, but they still have that small town feel to them as the story progresses.
a suburb is not a small town.
No, it's
That is the
not.
hill I'm willing to die on for all of this. Because one of the things that I think inherently we have to have a line in every small town romance is there are no taxis, and you'd be lucky to find an Uber. And it's going to take you know, 2 hours to walk home, kind of thing. And I think we need that because if you can easily call a taxi or you easily can call an Uber, you probably are living in a suburb, not really a small in the middle of nowhere
I don't even know if
town.
Uber like comes to my house in like
We
I mean
don't.
it might. I honestly don't know. I've never Ubered, so I couldn't tell you that or not, but
So if you're far enough out from like the suburbs, you can schedule an Uber in advance. But they will not necessarily come get you. Like a lot of times, they'll drop you by your appointment. So it's like kind of a pain in the butt. There's
good
no.
to know. Not that I'm ever
But
probably
you
going to
can.
use it, but it is good to know for the future
So in
if I
the
start to travel.
YouTube chat, Bonnie shares she thinks for it to be a town, small town, the people need to play into the story. It has to be a character on its own. It doesn't have to be a big character, but somehow the lore of the town, the vibes of the town have to reek small town, secluded. Agree? Disagree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that I think can be very hard, because there was a book that I did read in research for this, that there is a balance, right, between romance and danger.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if it's going to be a romance, the romance needs to be front, and the path of the suspense woven in and part of the story. It can compel and propel the relationship forward, but it can't outshine the romance. That suspense element can't be greater. Well, because
then it's not a romance.
Right.
It's a story with romantic elements.
So Karen wants to know, like, a population less than 1,000. So we talked about this and how we define a small town. I think it's Rachel and I did it in a small town episode she and I did, where we talked about size, because Rachel considers the town where we live to be a small town, and I don't, because but I can go
like 20,000 or something like that.
No, we have, I think there's 50,000 to 60,000 in Findlay. Hancock okay. County has 120,000. The only reason I say I don't consider it one anymore is because I can go to the grocery store and not see a single person I know.
Yeah, and I think you guys gave it like a population. Like we did one episode where we decided.
We clarified the number.
Yeah.
Was it like?
Like if I go to my local grocery store, I see at least 7 people I know almost every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So New Mexico, we have villages, which are less than 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And those are not considered small towns. Small towns have like, I think up to 10,000 people.
I think 10,000 was the number we used on that episode. Yeah,
I think so.
I think 10,000 was about, because, you know, that includes children, old people, young people. And there has to be a reason these people are in this city, right? It has to justify, especially like if we look. So if we use, say, a Catherine Cowles as kind of our like starting point for small town suspense, because I do think that she's one of the few that really kind of pushed it to the forefront. Mm-hmm. Even though many have been writing it for many, many years.
Right.
I think her popularity is what's kind of pushed it out there. You have to be able to justify like a full-time, not volunteer fire department.
Yep.
A sheriff's department that has at least 6 employees, if not 10, because they talk about the shifts.
I don't have a full-time, non-volunteer fire department in my town.
So I would say then you're fine a small town. I would say you're a small town. But I'm just saying that,
definitely
like,
small.
If you look at Catherine Cowles, which we often use to define this kind of the small town, you know, there's an arson investigator. Where I live, there isn't, not one of the firemen is an arson investigator. You have to get a guy from Toledo.
County, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't think we have one. I think we have to rent those.
I think things like airports, we talked about this, like airports, large retailers outside of like the Walmart and the Dollar Tree have to be, you know, they're usually a distance.
Yeah.
You know, most small towns do not, like our county does not have a Target because it's a larger, you have to have a larger population.
Yeah. And I think too, you don't want to put too many of those options available because you're generally writing other businesses within the small town to play into your story. So you want to focus on that.
And honestly, a small town romance doesn't really work well unless you have those mom and pop stores. Yeah. Like it doesn't.
Well, and that's why I bring
flow
up,
right.
That's why I bring up the difference between a suburb and a small town.
Well, the suburbs like have a lot of people anyway. So,
in most small towns I've been to, like pretty much the grocery store is the chain, maybe the gas station.
Well, mm-hmm.
And gas stations don't really count, but
Well, but like where Mike grew up on the lake. it's sectioned off from the mainland. Like, there's one road in, one road out. Mm-hmm. And the only grocery store is the IGA, and everything is like three times more expensive at the IGA versus the 20-minute drive into town to go to the Walmart.
Yeah.
So, or they have the Piggly Wiggly. I'll give you a Piggly Wiggly. As...
that was still 20 minutes away from me. That kind
of like screams small town.
Two churches and one bar, says Susie. I agree. Okay, so who are some authors, in your opinion, that do a really good job with balancing romance and danger? Like, one or two authors you think that balance it really well in small town romantic suspense?
Aurora Rose Reynolds does a really good job of balancing her small towns along with romantic suspense. Now, she's not always in the small town, but she almost always typically has a suspense element in her books.
Yeah, like sometimes she does like suburb. See, I think very close to Nashville.
I would not classify her small town.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I would classify really
her. She has those ones with the.
The only one that's technically small town is, are you talking about the ones that are like the Montana ones?
Yes.
But those aren't suspense, right? Mm-mm.
There's no, she didn't have suspense elements in those
and
ones.
None of those three. Those are her Montlake books. She didn't have any suspense.
Yeah, because I thought of her first, and then I was like, oh, wait, that's not really small town.
No, I wanted to put her in too, but she reads as Nashville suburbs.
Yep. Yeah.
So
even her other small one, like the Ruby Falls one is like very close to Chattanooga. So it's like a suburb of Chattanooga. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you can look again, Leah.
That's fine.
Lindsay, who do you have that you think balances the romance, the suspense very well?
I mean, I read a ton of Catherine Cowles. I've read like all of her books and I really like the way she handles it. I would say that she's very good at having the suspense drive the relationship, and it's balanced. I would say it's balanced for the most part, but without the romantic suspense, like without the suspense element, usually that is like the driving force between them finally getting together too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah. I do like that. There are times, although Catherine Cowles is an author that I cannot binge read.
So the problem is a lot of these authors that write small towns also write like small town romantic suspense. They also write other things.
Yeah.
She does not. And as a result, like every single story, you get the same character formulas, very similar traumatic background formulas, like very similar, like character profiles start to finish, like repeat tropes.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can't read them back to back. Like if you went and read all of her series, like every single series, the formula would go something like one of them is going to be like a friends to lover situation where they have past trauma or like a past relationship. It's a second chance situation, single mom, single dad, like
there's brother's always, best friend, like a sibling's best friend is almost always in there.
Yeah. And then there's always one with the sheriff. And then there's always one with like a deeply messed up backstory.
Where someone that's a recluse or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's... Really, yeah. It's very formulaic, but.
Yeah.
But she does a good job of it at the same time.
Yeah. It's just when I can't binge.
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda, who's someone for you that you think does a great job of balancing small town, the romance, and the suspense?
I'm going to go fan favorite, Susan Stoker, especially in like the Refuge series. I really like that one. They're, you know, they open up the therapy ranch and, you know, most of the outside suspense comes from outside the town. There's a little bit in the people that live there. It's all kind of everybody brings their own trauma and danger into this little small town where they've, you know, set up this therapy ranch. I really like that. I like the former military setting up like a PTSD like ranch situation, like Janie Crouch and Josie J do it also, yeah. which is probably another one of my favorites. So
yeah, I have that one on my list.
Yeah.
What do you have, Leah? Did you come up with somebody else after we pooped?
Well, that was actually the one that I was going to say. Janie Crouch and Josie Jade started it, but only Josie Jade is writing in it now. But it's the Resting Warrior Ranch series. It's small town Montana. It too is a PTSD like therapy ranch that the outside elements are like following the people who come to the ranch, and it's just the stories are very different and dynamic, and the way they like the ranch itself is farther out, so they actually have to travel to the small town itself, like where yeah. the like coffee shop and things are, and it's really well done and really treats like the PTSD side of it very carefully and thoughtfully, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
Yes, those are all the things I was trying to say, but I'm heavily medicated this evening, so I'm just going to let Leah talk for me.
So my pick would be Butterfly Bayou by Lexi Blake.
That's a good one.
She does a really great job of pushing the romance forward. There's always some kind of outside force, suspense. It's never dominant, but it's enough that, you know, things happen, people happen. The small town sheriffs sometimes have to get involved.
Well, and I think with her series too, like, because she has her like full on suspense that isn't small town. So like in Butterfly Bayou and even like some of her Bliss books, like she really can focus on the town and the people and have that element be in the background.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. So we tend to see some of the same tropes,
mm-hmm.
but also the same character arcs within the small town romantic suspense reads.
I would like to circle back to Susan Stoker say that I think she handles that really well, because I do think you can binge read her books, and she's good at making a suburb, like her Colorado Springs series, or like she
had
like she's had a bunch of them where they read more like small town, even though they're not in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
But her small town in particular, like I feel like every story she does is different enough. And she puts some incredibly messed up stuff in these books, guys.
She does.
And she's a big fan of the true crime. That's where she gets her ideas.
I'm just always like, what super messed up thing am I about to read from Susan this time?
Like, what? Yeah.
But I feel like she's really good about like kind of stepping out of just the formulaic and making things really different enough to where you could binge read a lot of hers. And a lot of the other ones on my list, I just haven't read enough to know yet. But like I read a bunch of the Cynthia Eden Icebreaker Cold Cases books after Leah and I did like Quick Shot on them forever ago.
The only thing with that is a lot of time
deep in and out of small town. Like they don't necessarily place in small town, but I feel like because they move in and out, like when you do that approach moving in and out of small town, you can do a lot more in terms of shaking things up and making it.
That's how I feel, and that's how I feel about Shayla Black's Wicked Lovers series, because the security force itself is in a small town, but they travel out to get the big bads. Then they come back. It's very similar. Like if you like Maya Banks' KGI series, which also small town, and that wasn't even on my map until right now. How did I miss that?
I had it on my list. Yeah, because they live in a small town.
They live in a small town in the land between the lakes and Kentucky Lake.
Like they go outside of the small town just because that's where like it's where the job takes them.
But their home base is land between the lakes and Kentucky Lake.
Yeah.
So
that's the same thing with the Falcon Falls series. Like technically their headquarters is in a small town, but like hardly any of those take place in a small town.
Right.
Yeah. She does the same thing with
but I think
the other series, they go to the small town sometimes.
That's how Shayla does Wicked Lovers. So if you liked Maya Banks,
one of the great things about like the small town suspense, it's like you can start in the small town, but the story itself doesn't take place in the small town. Like Anna Hackett, she has her Unbroken Heroes series where like each of these guys are, well, one takes place on a boat, so that one doesn't count. But like they're basically recluses like in their little areas, but the story itself takes them out of like their safety element.
So Amanda, yes. That Alta Hensley one that we read, that was, would you consider that small town romantic suspense? What was that
this
called?
Is where,
was that
the this chase? This is where you kind of get into the, you know, which one do you classify first? Because I would have just kind of gone dark romance with that one.
Yeah.
But it is technically in a small town. And I think it's just how you classify it first in your brain, because it technically is a small town.
Well, it is. Yeah. And all the books take place in that small Heathens Hollow. Heathens is the one we read, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that brings up a good point, because a lot of with the romantic suspense that we were talking about, that weaves, you know, they may live in a small town, but they kind of go outside of the small town for operations or whatever. But then when you get those books, like a Jessica Prince, I would say, like, everything is set in the small town and you get suspense sometimes, but sometimes you don't get suspense. So I think you either get like people who live in a small town and the majority of their ops like take place all over the place, or you'll get like one that always takes place in the small town and there's not necessarily always suspense.
Yeah.
Like I think you get that a lot, because I think that's part of the reason like we struggled to think of like books.
Because it's not suspense from book one to book five.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the only one who's really doing that, I would say, is Catherine Cowles. A.L. Jackson does that.
Yeah.
Nyssa Catherine, all of hers always have
a
suspense element. I loved her Reckless series that she just finished last year.
Even her like Project Armas and the Blue Halos, where she started, like they're in a small town.
Yeah, small town.
So, I mean, hers are always small town suspense.
But
but you know, I would say like people who straddle that, who you would probably call small town authors first. Maybe, you know, they'll weave back in and out of suspense. And then people that we would probably call romantic suspense authors first, they may weave in and out of the small town. It was just kind of like where my brain was going with that.
Yeah. And I think that was the challenge, because we'll sit here and go, didn't we read a book? Like, we were talking about Carrie Elks. Carrie Elks writes small towns, but not always is there a suspense element. I think it's only in one of her Winterville books that there is a suspense element with an ex-husband, a stalker kind of situation, but it just doesn't happen in her books. But I would classify her as a small town author. And then Stacy in the chat talks about she feels that how Claire Kingsley is, but I will actually challenge that a little bit, because Claire's new stuff with the Haven, after the Haven Brothers, is that? No, the Haven Brothers, this is her new series.
Yeah.
Everyone is a suspense.
Yeah.
She is leaning into the suspense, that small town. I don't think the Miles family had as much suspense. And then,
I mean, there was a lot back from Spice, though.
She has stepped back quite a bit from Spice also. Yes.
Yeah, so she's kind of changed, like, her access, like, of where her focus is. But I wouldn't, I don't think that she might have had like an element here and there. Sorry, I just read Stacey's comment.
To read Winterville.
I mean, she might have had an element here or there with suspense, but her books, like, they mostly focused on like the couple and like the relationship and the family traumas and things like that that had happened in like the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Because even in her like Getty Beach series, like, there wasn't really suspense in those. It was all like,
just small town
based. Yeah, just small town.
Yeah, so she definitely, the Haven Brothers series is definitely pushing towards that romantic suspense small town vibe.
Okay. Yeah, and I think we even had this problem when we were like, you know, looking for other books, and you do the Google search and you can get a list for romantic suspense and you can get a list for small town, but if you go try to do both, it won't give it to you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's like just the thing like we're doing too. It's like, does it classify, which one classifies first, like which one
like which one do you think of first, like for like A.L. Jackson, like the suspense element is typically the forefront, because like, you know how her stories play out, and But not all of them are small town either. Like some of them are more suburb than
But
small
see, and I would
town.
say, like, if we Redemption Hills, I would definitely say a suburb, but if we look at Time River, the
Yeah,
couples were
that's definitely a small
forward.
town.
The couples were forward. The small town was forward. There is suspense in every book because I don't think A.L. Jackson can write a book without some suspense, but it was definitely in the background. It was not the forefront of that series.
Yeah, and I
Well,
think you
and
can do the
then
same with like Mafia and like Motorcycle Club. It's like, you know, you can, it's which one do you classify first? And I think we just tend to, because we're always like thinking of things in terms of like Motorcycle Club or what's a dark romance, because we trope things out that way. But I think, you know, like a lot of those can fall under the small town category. It's just how do you categorize
Well,
it first?
and Kara mentions Natasha's newest series. I haven't read any of that, but like for Southern series, like it's a small town series, but there is definitely a suspense heavy element in most of the books. Like, I don't actually, that whole series I think does have suspense in it.
There might,
But like the
I think
small town
a
is like
large
the
portion of it,
focus. Yeah. I think there might have been one or two where it doesn't, but
Yeah, that's more family like focused, I would say. I
like
mean, it's
family
kind of
saga almost.
alluded to it, the fact that it's a small town, but the small town's like not a character.
But like the last four, like three of the last four are definitely more suspense heavy, but it's like they work for Casey's company and all those things. And it's like, so like the security aspect and like suspense aspect is more prevalent just because of the way like she tr like cre like continued the series.
I also think that it's important to define, I think if going in with your frame of mind, what are you considering a suspense? You know, because I think that makes or breaks it too. Does the suspense have to, so I'm thinking of Kristen Proby's, her first book in the Wild series. It's the main focus is the couple. It's a second chance romance, neighbors, childhood friend, she's his daughter's teacher, he's the fire chief.
Oh,
There,
the win one, yeah.
yeah, there is an arsonist that's creating havoc, but it actually doesn't. The only reason that
Really?
it is even prevalent to the couple is because he's the fire chief. But if he was not the fire chief, if he was, say, the tow truck driver, the arson's happening in town
Wouldn't have mattered.
wouldn't have mattered. So, you know, so that's the question. Does the suspense have to be a part of the couple's story, or can there just be a mystery in the background?
I think
So
it can be mystery in the background. Well,
I'm
because
thinking.
Ivy Lane, give me a second, Lindsay, and I'll say it real quick. Because Ivy Lane has her Sawyers of Heart's Bend series that she's finishing up. Like she has two more books to go. Like the mystery is this overarching storyline from book one to book eight. I think it's gonna be eight books. But like it, and it affects each couple individually, but it affects the family as a whole. So it's like you get that storyline, but at the same rate, like it is kind of in the background and like little, like, but there's other elements that are happening in the story that affects each couple individually.
So for the Kristen Proby one in particular, I think that the suspense storyline is interesting because it's not actually plot critical. Like it's something happening in the background for him, but where it does come into play a lot is that it's a driving force that forges the bond between his daughter and his love interest.
Well, but also you
And I
don't
think
know if
that's like a
it's the baby mama, because that's
Yeah,
why I
you
just
don't really know.
told
There's a lot of
Bonnie.
like question about it, and like, I mean, I don't want to spoil the book, but like that suspense element does like directly tie into some circumstances that happen, but it's separate from the actual like arsonist going and burning or going around and burning things down. But like the big thing with that is I don't think you get a resolution to that timeline. Like they don't tell you like why they were doing it or what was going on, like
For the fire guy?
for the fire guy, I
You
don't
do.
remember
It's
them
not very
resolving.
profound, but you do, it does wrap up.
Okay. I
Like a
like
one-off
I
sentence
knew they
type
like
of
caught
thing.
him at the end, but it was like not really.
It's, I'll tell you
He also
afterwards,
was
it was dumb.
I mean, the whole I it was not my favorite book. I'll say that. Like, I'm not a huge Kristen Proby fan. So like this was me trying to give her another shot, but
Same,
I
Lindsay.
mean, like her books are very dialogue heavy, so it's a lot of
They are.
talking and not showing what's happening. So like it's hard to know when things happen. So like for her, it was like it played a role in the relationship, but I don't think her books are a great example of small town suspense. Because for me, like what I look
But
for
if
with a
you look at
suspense
how she
element.
gets categorized on Amazon, it's always small town, romantic suspense.
Because her, I will not say that on the episode.
Okay.
That's not nice. Not nice thoughts. Sorry, guys. But no, like
Did
if
we
you look
just
at
see
like a lot
Lindsay's
of the
villain
authors.
era start right there? Is
What?
this your villain era now? Like,
Yeah, I don't usually have a filter, but usually I have a lot nicer thoughts.
you know what, Lindsay? Maybe we should do a quick shot review episode of that book
How
for the
you guys
Patreon
do? That's a really
people.
good idea. Did you
Not for
not
the
see one of
first, but
those?
not
I'm
for
not going
this
to say
one.
that in the episode because
Oh, okay.
it's for public consumption.
I'll say, if you whisper it in my ear, I'll say it.
Okay, well, after I tell you, you
As
can
she
decide.
says, Lindsay told me.
Just really mean. I'm
It's okay.
sorry.
We have those moments, Linz.
We
We
all
all
have.
have those moments.
Like going back to the other books, like we've read so many books, like Wynne Rae, like there's the gamut of writing style, right? But like a lot of the ones that I think about that have really good romantic suspense elements, the romantic suspense plot is part of the plot of the story. It gets a clear resolution and it somehow ties directly into them fortifying their relationship in some way. Like without that suspense element, there's no HEA. There's no HEA.
Do you feel
Yeah.
that? But how do you explain? So I would consider Bootleg Springs, which love it or hate that, I would consider it small town romantic suspense.
It
This.
is, but it's an overarching suspense. And where it's critical, the family is tied into this from a different perspective. That is a different take on it. But the way they're tied in is that their mom is somehow tied to this, and they're all invested in figuring it out. And figuring it out. And each story winds up being a critical piece to moving that puzzle forward. So there is like a clear, I felt like there was a clear-ish resolution that clear, not like a
Well, you get
critical
the resolution in the
but there
last
was like
book.
a,
So it's like,
yeah,
yes, there's clear
but it was like,
resolution, but it's like the build up to the resolution
it
that you
was more
get.
like, yeah, it was more like the pieces that lead to that. Like you got a big piece with each story. That was
Well, and it affected each couple as they went through it because of like what was going on in the timeline of different things, which. But that's the thing with romantic suspense too. There's so many different styles of writing it, because you do have that overarching storyline, but you do have those like couple specific events. Like there's so many different options in the way authors can approach suspense and how it affects the couple. And I think that's one of the nice things about suspense is there's it's not cut and dry on how it has to play out. Like a small town romance, like there's elements that you have for it to really read as a good small town romance. But I feel like romantic suspense, there's more wiggle, not romantic suspense, but like small town suspense, like there's more wiggle room in the way the suspense plays out.
See, and I
Yeah.
disagree. I think it has to play out in certain ways, or the suspense is just running in the background like white noise. And then it's not like we talked about before, it doesn't become the prevalent thought of suspense. It's suspense, but it's small town. Like your first thought, oh, is it small town? But there are some small suspense elements. And is it inherent to the story? And what Lindsay's talking about is like Catherine Cowles, there's no HEA if somebody isn't
Without that,
kidnapped or
yeah.
burned alive or
Yeah.
thrown off a cliff, however you want to look at it.
Well, and I think those are the true ones. Like they are balancing, like you said, with Catherine Cowles, and I think with Susan Stoker when she does Small Town, they're two that balance those two elements in a story equally.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I think what we read is like, we will read either a small town with some suspense elements, or we will read a romantic suspense that kind of goes in and out of a small town.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I don't think there are that many authors that I've personally read that can equally build those two things probably as well as Catherine Cowles does all the time. And Susan Stoker does when she decides to write a small town.
Yeah. Okay. So we are going to give you some book recs of some small town romantic suspense. We'll let you know if it's one we've read or if it's one that's on our TBR, because, you know, some of us are stuck in the fantasy world. Others of us are not being productive. And Lindsay, are we still living in space?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found a signed copy of the next book for $15, and I'm so freaking excited.
That's a really good deal.
And then I'm like 2 weeks out from getting the audio for the next one. I've been revisiting, like, I'm finally going to read Onyx Storm. People tell me I'm going to have feelings.
I haven't read it yet either.
I bet you'll have feelings.
But I'm like rereading Fourth Wing, and I've actually really enjoyed, I've liked the reread a lot more than the first read. I was like, this was okay. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't my favorite thing ever. I'm not fangirling over it, but like now reading it, I think it's a lot more timely. I've been reading stuff. I've just been DNFing a lot, which I'll talk about in the book of the week.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
How does that work?
I don't really know. So Amanda, go ahead. Give us a romantic suspense, either an author or a series or a title, and where it sits on your list. Is it a read or a TBR?
I'm going to go with a TBR first, because I feel like we talked a lot about what I've already read. I have Samantha Young on my TBR. I've had her on my TBR forever. She writes, I think, in the Scottish Highlands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like small town suspense. So she's, and Rachel highly recommends her. So she's on my TBR.
Okay.
She's been on mine too. And I really need to know which one you want to start with, and we should do a quick shot.
Okay.
Okay. Summer's coming. We're going to have time.
Okay. I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm staying off NetGalley for the next month.
Don't say things that aren't true.
Okay, Lindsay, give us a title. Let us know where it sits, or give us an author that's on your TBR.
I'm starting with TBR. Broken Beginnings by Cleo Evans. It's my next book that I plan on reading. It's like the Cleo Evans, like the monster.
It is.
The monsters we all
I
love.
I read it today.
Really exciting about this. Is it good?
I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Her writing style.
It's on my DNF pile. I'm going to be so mad.
No, I don't think it's bad. I just think that when I read romantic suspense, I expect a little bit more weaving within the story, like weaving the romance, the small town, and the suspense, kind of like a friendship bracelet, kind of back and forth. And she's chunkier. Like romance, small town, suspense, like everything. So it wasn't,
it's like it's separated.
Yeah, the story it felt about. More like compartmentalized.
So, all right, well, I'll see what I think about that then.
It is very spicy, though.
I already have a horn.
There's a lot of dick.
Things are choppy.
Okay, well, I have another person for you to read, but so we'll wait until I get to mine. What do you got, Leah?
I am doing a Red book. So Harper Jackson, who is actually Kate Nolan writing under a separate pen name, has created this Wayward Sons like suspense series. Like each, there's this overarching storyline of the disappearance of a girl. But then also each book itself has like a suspense element that affects the couple themselves. I book three just came out, but she does have like companion novellas that go along with it. All Along the Watchtower is the most recent one. It's a friends to lovers secret teenager. Like the teenager shows up in the small town looking for her dad, that he didn't know anything about her. And then like he comes home and he and his female best friend growing up had a falling out 10 years ago. And so, but there's like other things going on in the town, but I really enjoy the way that she writes it. Like I don't love her Kate Nolan stuff. They're very flat for me. That's not that they're poorly written, there's just not a lot going on in them, but I think that she really like had found her stride, like for me personally, in this suspense series.
For me, this is completed reads. Over the weekend I tried Shelby Gunter, her Lost Letter series, the first book in this series. I read the first two books in the series. The first book in the series is a secret baby. We all know I'm a fool for a secret baby, so I really enjoyed it. It was mac and cheese, but the suspense is woven in. It works. It's not as forefront as the relationship. And I really enjoyed her voice. And it was easy. I didn't feel like I had to, you know, work too hard while I read.
Yeah, I was actually really impressed when you sent me a message about how many books you read.
I know, right? Weekend. That's so unusual. I had a really good reading weekend. Okay, Amanda, what do you got?
Okay, and the next one for me is going to be a TBR as well. It's Freya Barker's High Mountain Tracker series. I've actually read her MC series and I liked it a lot. But she has, I think she's on second generation of the High Mountain Trackers now.
Yeah.
She's a Canadian author. I like the way she writes. She writes older main characters. And I have been meaning to get back to this series for forever. So I wanted to make sure I said it out loud again, and maybe I will get there this year.
Maybe you'll get
That series is on my TBR too, because I read like the first gen stuff.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the way she writes. She writes a good like suspense book.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay, Lindsay, what do you got?
Leah recommends all these books to me that I haven't read, and then I read them. And last year when we went to Knockout, I hadn't read Janie Crouch before, and wound up reading like the whole Linear Tactical. And I think all of that is in Small Town. That was really good.
Yes,
it is.
Small Town.
I read Zodiac it so is fast. Not Small Town. I finished it in like 2 weeks after we got back.
Well, yeah, she's when I first writing read the those, second gen right now, like it's Linear Tactical Oak Creek. She just released book 3 or 4 in the second gen series.
Yeah.
Okay, Leah, what do you got?
I have Rebecca Sharpe's Reynolds Protection series. She actually does a decent amount of small town, but this series is very well done. It is four brothers who have this, like, they come home and open the security firm. They're very different personalities. This is the one who, if you love Spencer Reed, you will love Ranger's book. It is such a well done series. The way she writes suspense and her characters, like, it just works really well.
Okay, I am going to go with a TBR pick. 13 Candles by Sienna Judd. It came up in my searching reading reviews. It just looks really intriguing. So, and it's an author I've never read before. So I downloaded her. She's in KU. I downloaded it and I'm going to check her out and see how it plays out. So that is 13 Candles by Sienna Judd. What do you got, Amanda?
So my next one is TBR too. It's actually a series. It's the Hart County series by Hannah Shield. I've actually read another one of her books that Rachel recommended, but it was set in like a big city. But this one is like small town Colorado. It's like your standard tropes. It looks like single dad, brother's best friend. I think the third book is coming out
Oh, is that Star-Crossed
July.
Colorado series?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
It's on my
Yeah, that
TBR
one's on my
also.
TBR too.
Yeah, I like the way she writes. I just haven't read any of her small town yet. The one I read, I think, was set in LA. But yeah, I like it.
Okay. What do you got, Lindsay?
I'm gonna just be so cliche for me here. Penny Reed's Solving for Pi series. I hope she eventually finishes this. This is like technically a continuing romance. Like the way she's done this whole Cletus and Jen series has been really great because like Jen, it really shows like Jen's evolution in relationships and comfort and like Cletus kind of supporting her. But like it also follows like the major milestones of a relationship. So there's two, engagement and espionage, marriage and murder. Both of those are like cozy mysteries, I guess. Like there's suspense elements, there's like obviously murder.
It has to have murder.
Obviously.
I mean, it's in the
Right? Okay, Leah, what do you got?
I have Delta James is on my
She's on my
Oh,
list too.
yes.
I mean, she has a ton that I have not read yet, so she's kind of TBR and because Lady writes a lot of freaking books, so it's very hard to keep up. But she does like small town suspense. Like sometimes there's shifters in that small town suspense, sometimes there's not. But she is one of those ones where she has a very character-driven books, but the story is always engaging and dynamic. And
Yeah.
yeah,
You're always going to have a good time.
you will always have a good time when you open a Delta James book.
Always, always, without a doubt. Okay, we're going to go two more rounds. So, Amanda,
Okay.
one more book, and then we'll come back around and you'll do your last.
Okay, my next one is one that I've actually read before. It's the Alpha Mountain series by Renee Rose and Vanessa Vale. There are three
That's a really
books.
good one.
Those are really fast reads. They're like former Navy SEALs in this small town. They're super alpha. The first one, I think, is a second chance. There's another one that the female main character is like a fighter pilot. She flies like Apache helicopters, and it comes into play during the plot of the book. So I'm a big fan of those
I wish they
books.
would write more in that
I
series.
know.
They've been releasing a lot in the last couple months.
They have, but they actually said that they probably never didn't plan on doing any more in that series.
And they're really good.
They're really well done. And it is, it's just good. It's
Okay.
disappointing.
Lindsay, what do you got?
I mean, basically everything by Susan Stoker, but the two that I had on my list that we haven't already talked about, these are the two that I called out as my favorite, Eagle Point and Game of Chance. Like that's their, I didn't even know that series was called Game of Chance, but that one is an Amazon read and listen. I was like, what is her main suspense series? And I was like, how did I not even know?
When she has a new small town one that's coming out, like with
Oh.
Montlake, it's Lobster Cove.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
Well, I'm
Okay,
not
I
sure if
want to
it's
know what
called
her
Lobster
swag is
Cove,
gonna be
but
like for a
Well,
series. Oh,
she's
she's
already
already
posted it. There's
swag.
lobsters
Who
everywhere. But
even
yeah,
looked at
it's her
any of
new
them?
Montlake series that's coming
You
out.
have to go on to Facebook. She
Yeah, she
probably
does it
had to
all in
be
her
on the
Facebook group.
Facebook in her group.
Like it's. Yeah, I didn't go on the
There's
Facebook.
lobsters everywhere.
I
It's
need to
going to be a
go
lot
watch.
of fun. But have you seen the covers though? They're very good.
Okay, Leah, what's your next one?
So this is an author that I talk about a lot and nobody is reading. But Jennifer Hanks, her Elite Security series. This one is very like security focused. Her DeMarcos has suspense elements, which is where she started. But two of the DeMarco brothers open this security firm. And it's a really good series. And she is an author that more people need to be reading.
So I actually have a Vanessa Vale. It's a co-written series and they're interconnected. It is the Billionaire Heirs series by Vanessa Vale and Helen Hart.
Oh, okay.
And Helen Hart herself actually writes small town romantic suspense, but she writes them in trilogies. And They're a little bonkers. And The Billionaire Heirs is also a little bonkers. So if you are looking for, they're very well written. And they are total engaging, and they are like crack. Like, you start one, especially like Helen Hart's, her Bishop Brothers series. Like, you read one, and you're like, oh, I got to read the next one. And then you're like on the sixth brother, and you've read 18 books. Like,
yeah,
it is a problem. But Helen Hart does a really great job with romantic suspense. But if you're looking for a shorter series, I think it's 3 or 4 books that she and Vanessa Vale wrote together that are incredibly well done with romantic suspense, and it has to deal with inheriting money and land rights and murder. So all that good stuff, right? Okay, Amanda, last one.
Okay, my last one is the Bourbon Boys series by Victoria Wilder. That is on my TBR. It has been on my TBR, and I really want to get to it at some point. So I'm kind of just talking about my TBR to will it into existence, hopefully.
Those are on my TBR too. I have book one like downloaded.
Yeah, I do.
It's on my TBR also.
I know. There's just not enough time in the world.
Well, and also we're like, hey, Amanda, this fantasy book ended up in our email. Do you want to read it for us?
I downloaded another one today, unprompted by anyone but myself. So,
okay.
Just saying. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Lindsay, what's the last one for you?
I'll just give you if you're going to read Catherine Cowles, I'll give you my 3 favorites by her, because it's really overwhelming, and I don't think you need to read the whole series to get the good stuff. So if you were reading 3, just 3, I'd recommend Fractured Sky, Shadows of You, and Beautiful Exile.
Oh yeah, those are really
those good. Those are all very good.
Those are some of her best, I think.
Yeah. Okay, Leah, last one.
So this is one that is you don't think romantic suspense or small town suspense, but Krista Sandor, her Langley Park series. It is the first series that she wrote. It not everyone has a suspense element, but there is like mystery and intrigue in a couple of them. They're really well done. She is a delightful writer and a delightful human being. But yeah, that is one series that does not get enough attention, because you think Krista, you think her rom-coms, but these ones, like, they're really emotional, but really well written.
So last one for me is a new release that's on my TBR. It's S.L. Scott's Long Time Coming. Read the race car book, and we all kind of were like, huh, her writing was engaging. She reads very fast. We just aren't sure how you get from the car to the living room without opening a door. So I am very intrigued. The cover's really pretty. So I'm very intrigued by this series, so I would like to check that out. I also want to say, before we go to the next part, so these are people that are clients of Bookcase Media. So Claudia Bergoa, her Timberbridge Brothers series, that is her current series that's out right now. It is romantic suspense. There is a big bad that's going to arch over all the books, but then each book within itself has a mystery that needs solved. Her Decker Brothers series by Claudia Bergoa, again, another romantic suspense. It's Security Force, though, I believe. And then the Flying Diamond Five by Bonnie Poirier, Small Town Cowboys. And there is kind of an overarching theme, battling some neighbors, but there's a little bit of romantic suspense woven within those. So, and then also Sawyer Bennett, her Bluegrass Empire series has some romantic suspense and like political intrigue, but it's really family saga intrigue. But I do recommend those. So and Carrie Ann Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
She sprinkles in a lot of suspense in throughout her Small Towns and her Montgomerys. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited for her Cage Family. Some of them take place in Denver. Some of them take place in the small town the family founded And there's a little bit of suspense in those. So
she's one of those ones too. Like you kind of hop around like to the small town, big city with the suspense side.
Well, and the family's so big, they could probably be 10,000 and populate their own town.
This is true.
I'm just saying.
They do like to procreate.
They are and eat cheese. So that is our list of small town romantic suspense. If you have an author or a book or a title that you think we should be reading that is small town romantic suspense, send us a DM, send us a message, comment on our YouTube channel, wherever. Let us know, because this is an area that we are looking for more always. Mm-hmm. I would even say this probably falls into a bit of a comfort read, like that mac and cheese moments for many of us.
Almost always reliably good.
Yeah. I mean, my mac and cheese tends to be mafia. I need people to, you know, get murdered, but...
Oh man, I'm back in my dark era. It's, I mean, I don't think I ever left, but
well, you know, as long as there's no cheating trad wives, I think we'll be okay.
I mean, I like those too.
Anyway, okay, so now it's that time.
It's that time
for book of the week. Shout out to Lainey Davis. She says that she would be incredibly sad if we ever got rid of us doing Book of the Week. It brings her such joys and smiles to hear us make fools of ourselves with an echo.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know. I mean, it is nice now we're on YouTube so people can actually see you do your jazz hands.
See the jazz hands.
Yeah. It makes a difference.
It does.
Okay, Amanda.
Well,
what is
Lainey for that?
Amanda, what's your book of the week?
I'm doing two because we're not here next Sunday, and I need to get these both out. So,
okay.
My first one is Left of Forever by Tara DeWitt.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yes.
I said this book was going to be my favorite read of the year last year when I met these two characters in Savor It. And I was not lying. Like, I love everything about this book. I wrote a, like, 3-page review that I had to edit, like, for 2 days to get it to fit somewhere. I love them.
So good.
I love Ren and Ellis so much. They're divorced. They are finding their way back to each other. And the way they find their way back to each other, I was like, how are you doing this to me? You know, and we complain.
Like,
about,
she breaks you,
but then
like 10 pages in,
like I'm getting ready to cry, legit cry. And 3 sentences later, I'm laughing so hard that I never even cry. Like, and if we complain about flashbacks a lot, if you want to know how to do a flashback, read this book.
It is well done.
I probably will not stop talking about this book for the rest of the year. So
the
just
audio is amazing too. So I eyeballed part of it, but then I listened to part of it and it's really good.
I did the audio. It was so good. And now I am desperate for the brothers.
Silas and Micah. I need them now.
Wait, okay. So not the one that plays baseball.
No, Silas.
He cannot, like, seriously, I think that he would lose his pants and not remember where his pants are.
Yeah.
The things that he randomly calls them about, I'm concerned for this man. Like, I'm concerned.
Yeah. And she, if you do the broadcast channels on Instagram, like, she's been teasing him in her broadcast channel since, like, for months.
Dirty
so
tease.
it's gonna be a good time. I'm just saying.
Okay. What's your second book?
So my second book is Leaf or Let Die by Lainey Hatcher. I finished it today. It's the third book in her Kirby Falls series. It's Mac and Brady's book. And she's been teasing them. They're the rival apple farms. They're the ones going at it on social media the whole time. And I don't know how she does this, but every time I read one of these books, there is a character that I'm willing to die for. And surprisingly, it's Brady in this one. I was not expecting it.
Really?
I had no inkling this was going to happen. I love him so much.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So I'm very excited for everybody to read this one. It comes out on May 27th. Okay. So,
Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
Book not of the week. I read two books I was really, really excited for. I didn't finish either of them because I was so disappointed. The first one was Every Move You Make by Sloane Spencer. I had such high hopes for that. It was a male female where the female is based on Ilona Mayer, and I was like really excited about it.
Oh,
Told
that
me
was my
about it,
fault.
and then I read like it just dragged getting to 30%. Well, it's not your fault because I'll read literally anything and then I'll be like,
Was like, hey, Lindsay, is this any good? She immediately
and I
starts
was just
reading
like,
it.
I'm struggling so hard. I wanted to love it so hard. She is very, very closely based on Ilona Mayer, and it's like to the point where the character, like, you can only imagine her as her. And that's hard for me because I wanted something a little more unique or set apart. I didn't want her to be like a carbon copy, essentially. And then, like, the love interest aspect, like, the literal first 30% of the book is just like, I have a crush on her and she doesn't know. I have a crush on him and he doesn't know. I have a crush on both of them and neither of them can know. And it's like the setup is just like very, it's like nothing even happens between the three of them on a page until 30%.
Oh,
Like
that's
you don't see
dangerous.
all of them on the page until 30%. Like there's, it's so slow. So like that's really the only thing. I think a lot of people would enjoy it because it is like very rom-commy and cute, but it was just like it's too slow of a pace for me. It needed to pick up a lot. And it's told in three perspectives, which really slows it down even more. And then the second one was Stirring Up Love by Chandra Blumberg. I really, really love digging up love. Like that was so cute. But this one, it's just
Meh.
nothing wrong with the book. It's just like it just fell really flat for me. Like basically they become reality star contestants where like they're both fighting over barbecue sauce. And it was just like it was silly and cute, but like not really wasn't. It wasn't anything like digging up love. Like there was something about that that was like engaging and exciting, and
Yeah.
this one just fell short for me, sadly.
Okay, Leah.
Well, I second Amanda's Left of Forever because that is amazing. But I started Zoe Blake's new one, Twisted Proposal. This series is just bananas. Like there's a it's just chaos. And I just needed that after the like last couple weeks of like things that have been happening. Like I needed some of that chaos. So I just have been really enjoying this series and the primal kink, and there it is like definitely dubious consent. So if that is not your thing, the series is not for you. But yeah, I just love it so much.
So for me, in my effort to find small town romantic suspense that was new, that wasn't the same thing we always recommend, I tried See It Through by Julia Wolf. This is book one in the Kelly Ranch series. It's next gen from her Savage You series, which I did not read. Did not read it because it's college and I wasn't lost. I really like this one. It deals with a few heavy topics, so definitely check out content trigger warnings. But Remy and Hannah were just great. So much depth and pain. There was so much you could relate to. It definitely has these found family aspects, complicated parental relationships, and it really worked. And I bawled my eyes out through the last 25%.
Amanda, maybe that one will make you cry.
Maybe.
The emotional, she just. It just it felt like a little bit of resolution and redemption, but also like you can't pick your parents, but you can pick people that are good to be in your life.
Yeah.
So it was very well done. I really liked it, and I do like Julia Wolf. So, she has a good pacing to her writing. Patreon update for the month of May, celebrating a year in the Hive, are Aaron and Bonnie. Amanda and Kimberly are celebrating 3 years, and Shauna is celebrating 4 years. We're getting ready for summer reading challenge. Da, 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 da. Patreon will get all the rules, all the things, all the fun pieces to it,
Rules.
elements. They will get that on Thursday, May 22nd, which is my wedding anniversary. They will get that early. And then we will officially be live with the announcement on May 25th. So make sure you are signed up for our newsletter and join the Discord so that you can find out all those details. Join the Patreon. Then you'll get early content. And I'm going to drop a Should You Read It on Shield and Sparrow, right? Shield of Sparrow?
Shield of Sparrows.
Yeah, that yeah. Amanda just did. So we're going to drop that too. Swag Pack sponsoring author for May is author Maud Winters. Swag Packs went out. If you haven't gotten one, please send me a message. International, yours was mailed late. So just so you know, it got mailed a little later. But you should be getting it within this week. For a list of books talked about on this weekend's episode, please visit our On the Shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. We're going to be back here Wednesday night with our review of Running from the Sweet Talker by Jamie Albright.
Not Running with a Sweet Talker.
Running with a Sweet Talker. Sorry. Yes. I didn't write it down, so I was guessing. It's I got okay. most of the words.
You were close, yes. Yeah. And it depends on which book, whether it's from or with or...
Okay.
Yeah. But Jamie Albright
but
is
it's
the author.
By then. Jamie Albright. It's a rom-com. I'm super excited for us to get to dive into this. And then we are off next Sunday from YouTube due to the Memorial Day holiday. Sometime over the weekend, we are going to drop a bonus author spotlight with author Dylan Allen. Leah got to interview and talk to Dylan Allen. And Amanda, that was some smirk
I
there.
I love her.
I know you love her.
She was wonderful. Honestly, like we recorded for about 45 minutes, but I talked to her for probably an hour and a half.
So we're excited to bring that to you. After we reviewed The Legacy, we really just kind of fell in love with her, right? Like
we did.
So if you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Share it with your friends. Make sure you like and subscribe on the YouTube channel if that's where you're watching. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. Everyone, thank you for joining us and chatting about Small Town Romantic Suspense.
That's a good time.
Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.